Aircheckdownloads.com.
There you go, their new music on BBC Radio Kent from Taylor Swift, who on Instagram said this track is the favourite on her album. She says it's really a guided tour throughout all the things I tend to hate about myself. We all hate things about ourselves, she said. So yeah, I like Antihero a lot because I think it's really, really honest. Well, time for us to be honest right now, actually. Here on The Wake Up Call on BBC Radio Kent, and ask about the future of local radio. Does it need to be local for much of the day, or should we make more of our content for digital audiences instead? I mean, the money's only going to cut a certain way, so where should we spend it? We have been hearing, of course, about changes which are coming down the tracks for us here at BBC Radio Kent and across local radio in England. On mid-morning yesterday, Jules spoke to David Lloyd, a radio consultant who used to work in BBC local radio.
The world is changing around us. There is an appetite for local radio. You know it from the response you get to your programmes. You know there are some people who really rely on BBC Radio Kent. But audiences are changing. The way they get the news, the way they get the information is changing. And also entertainment is changing. You know, once upon a time, it was one radio station for everybody. And you were quite happy to have a few bits and pieces you weren't very keen on. Now, of course, if you want your chosen mix of music, there will be a radio station exactly playing it. So people are going elsewhere for their news. They're going elsewhere for their information. And so audiences are changing. But I think BBC Local Radio has been very slow to react to this, and it isn't actually now providing good value for the licence fee payer. It is a phenomenal amount of money being spent on BBC Local Radio, and yet the premises, I think, nowadays are just too large for what is needed, and also I do believe that it is being overmanaged still, and there are too many people now not doing enough, not contributing to what actually comes out of the loudspeaker. You know, I've worked in local radio, I've looked around and thought to myself, what on earth are all these people doing? You know, there's a belief, isn't there, that because money keeps on being taken away from BBC Local Radio, that's the problem. I don't believe it is. Mm. I think it is overmanaged, poorly managed, and that's why it's not doing the best it should be doing.
I wonder whether you agree. What changes would you like to see happen? Are they the ones proposed or different ones, perhaps? Let's discuss now with Professor Tim Luckhurst, Principal of South College at Durham University, who was previously a Professor of Journalism at the University of Kent, and Cards on Table, a BBC National Editor as well. Professor Tim, thank you for being here at the Wake Up Call. We said we were going to be honest in this conversation, so don't hold back. I'm big enough and ugly enough to take it. Are we good value?
I think BBC Local Radio has been phenomenally good value for its listeners. And I don't think we should dress these proposals up as a flexible response to changing circumstances. This is about budget cuts. It's about the BBC licence fee not being large enough to cover all of the needs of the BBC and its listeners and viewers. It's about very hard times. It's about prioritising what the BBC spends its money on. And I think that the BBC has got a really tough choice facing it.
Yeah.
It has got a tendency, when it faces cuts, as it does at the moment, to salami slice. Take a little bit away here, a little bit away there, and try to preserve everything. At some point, the BBC is going to have to decide what it is not going to do. It's going to have to close services entirely in order to focus resources where they're most needed. Now, I wouldn't close BBC Local Radio, but I do think that BBC's avoiding tough choices and trying to dress this up as a response to modernisation. It's nothing of the sort. It's a response to a shortage of funds.
Interesting stuff. Now, it might be worth actually just running through the changes. I know they've been widely reported in the media, but for anyone who hasn't heard, maybe just a bit of a summation of what changes are on the cards.
Well, the BBC is proposing to reduce the dedicated content on local radio. It'll remain approximately as it is in the morning, but then during the afternoon and the evening, it will launch national BBC programmes on local radio. At the weekend, there will be on a Sunday a specific All England programme on local radio. The management say that there will be continued commitment to sport, which is important, but there's no absolute commitment to local politics, the local travel news, the sort of relationship which BBC Radio Kent's audiences have relied upon to give them crucial information, and the sort of relationship which makes local radio very popular with politicians all over Britain, because it allows the forum for discussion about the issues on which their voters really, really will make decisions on matters that really matter to them. I cannot possibly resist this, Anna. This is not about response to modernity. It is about cutting funds. And the BBC needs to be honest about that. I'm a huge fan of the BBC, as you know, but this tendency to salami slice and then dress it up as being some kind of flexible and progressive response to change, it has gone too far.
Aircheckdownloads.com.